1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
And we are back. Obviously, budgets are going hog wild these days, both counties. Fees on top of fees and on top of fees. And pretty much people are alarmed, to say the least. Reclaim New York Initiative, of course, reminding politicians they work for you right now. Just go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Doug Kellogg, I know you've been out in Suffolk County with press conferences, the fiscal watchdog here of the state of New York. Great job Reclaim does, but it's pretty alarming, though, when you look at these budgets and the fees attached to it, Doug. We got Doug there. Douglas. I don't know what happened to Doug. We lost him. We will get Mr. Kellogg back, but he was in Suffolk County. Looking at some of this stuff, and, you know, we're talking about the fees, and, you know, you look what happened in Nassau's budget, looking now at $60 million or so they're trying to strip. All right, let's get Mr. Kellogg back on, and what they're going through right now, and NYFIT pretty much asking them to find $31.5 million. Doug, how are you?
I am here, Jay.
There you go. We got you. You are here. So I was stating you were out in the county yesterday, Suffolk, press conference and everything else, talking about these budgets and the fees. What's the latest here? What's your take?
Absolutely. Well, let me take a moment to thank our veterans. Today early, but Veterans Day tomorrow. Thank you all for your service. Let's talk about Suffolk and their fee situation. So you might recall Suffolk County was sued over their use of fees to grab revenue, which is not legal under state law. And push comes to shove when it's budget season. So they were voting on their budget on Wednesday. And we went out there and urged them to end illegal fees now rather than continuing to build a budget on these fees and trying to patch budget gaps with them. Because one, the revenue frequently falls short of projections. And two, the practice is, again, illegal. And now there's a lawsuit that could have the practice struck down any day now as we move forward. And they did not listen, unfortunately. And in fact, in a way, they doubled down by planning on more revenue from fees. They also turned to adding some debt to this budget. So, you know, reason for concern. It seems like year after year, we're just going to see Suffolk County try to find a way to patch a hole for 1 year and then come back the next year and the hole will be bigger and there'll be another problem. And they're not taking the fact that the fees are illegal seriously. So we have an issue here.
Well, it is a big issue. You know, $101 million, you're talking about an illegal revenue-raising fees that are in this particular budget. And we have spoken about this time after time. You know, the red light cameras, the mortgage, the alarm fees. It goes on and on and on. And yet, you know something? The crazy thing is, Doug, when we have these elections and we have the same old stuff drummed up again and then the same legislators back in play in a Democratic majority, even though the supermajority is not in place. But in essence, you know what? You can't complain because we've said all along, if you want to make a change, make the change at the polls. It didn't happen outside of one seat changing hands, the slicing of that supermajority. But in essence, this is what you have to live for.
Like, well, we need folks to understand this issue more, and I think that this is something that surprisingly has taken till now to become that big of an issue. But then again, nobody pioneered the exploitation of these fees to grab revenue quite like Suffolk County and also Nassau County. In the past few years, they've really invented fees that have grabbed them a lot of revenue. They've basically shown here that they're just trying to find a sitting target rather than trying to follow the law, do what's right, or budget responsibly. They're trying to put fees on things that are more static and catch you where you can't avoid them. And that's why they're focused so much on home loans and that fee is the one that's bringing in so much money. It's bringing in over $60 million a year. So they're aiming at that stuff rather than doing their jobs and budgeting responsibly here. And it's hurting folks. I mean, they're not focused on the right thing. And I think the more that people see that there's a human cost to this, you know, we're seeing seniors who got a loan off of their home before this fee was in place, and then afterwards they're trying to pay it off, and all of a sudden they find out they have to pay an extra $500 to close that out, and that the fee was $250 before, and it goes up to $300, then goes up to $500, all in the matter of a couple years. I mean, that is a rapidly escalating fee, and they also have been warned multiple times it's illegal. So there's nothing left to say here, except they're clearly cynically increasing these fees to grab revenue. And the personal cost, the more that emerges, I think the more people will realize how big of a problem this is, and the more there will be outrage about it. And then, of course, like maybe it will take the state courts saying, look, this practice is illegal. You guys have got to stop budgeting outside of the law.
Well, listen, it is what it is. But, you know, there was a lawsuit filed against the county and state Supreme Court to strike down some $66 million in recent county fee hikes. And it actually forced the county, Doug Kellogg, to refund a portion of it. So, you know, in essence, there are people out there. Listen, these fee increases on real estate transactions are really unauthorized taxes that exceed this. I think it was $1.2 million, the budget of the county real property tax service agency providing these types of services. But when you think about it, you know, the county increasing its tax map verification fee, that went from $60 per parcel to $200 a couple of years ago. And then they had to add, they added a new fee, a $300 fee for mortgage recordings last year. So, you know, how much is enough when you think about this?
Well, you have the numbers exactly right. And that's what's so outrageous. You have this lower cost of the office. It's bringing in over $60 million in revenue. And the $66 million is what they brought in. So now they're planning on $68 million. And now in the budget that they just passed, they're planning on even more illegal revenue from fees. So rather than listening to the lawsuit, which, by the way, that was filed by a government justice center, so they filed this lawsuit. Also, you know, the county council has warned about this. The state comptroller has opinions on this, clarifying that using fees to grab revenue is illegal. So there's no mystery here. But they're not listening to any of those folks. And in fact, they're adding more and more illegal revenue, even more that has been that they've been sued over already. So they're just doubling down here. And I think the frightening part is that in the overall budget situation, we have these holes that they just cannot seem to patch. They're unwilling to patch. They're using dishonest tactics to try to just cover them up. And even though, you know, a few years ago, we saw deficits get decreased in the county. So now it seems like we're at a sticking point where we've gone from bad to slightly better to, are we ever going to be able to fix this? We're just adding debt. We're never closing the budget gap. There's no long-term solution here. So what's going to happen next? Are we going to go towards a Suffolk Interim Finance Authority because the county just cannot get its finances in order without...
You know, Doug, I would probably say it's a good idea, but when I look at Nassau and what NYFA has done there, which is really nothing... I mean, they are supposed to be guiding that county. It was they were appointed by the governor to do so, and they have done a horrendous job. Even though they're saying now, listen, you got to strip $60 million out of your budget, find $31.5 million somewhere else. But they really have not proven to be anything as far as their regime over the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's a bad sign when you have an interim finance authority. I think that goes without saying. And people should realize that what's going on out in Nassau, the NYFA is not taking a stand against illegal fees. They are really leaving it in the hands of the legislators to decide how to get revenue. And they're just saying the way you're doing it now is too unreliable, it's too risky, and you're going to have to do better. So really, there's no replacement here for involved citizens. If the residents of Suffolk, the residents of Nassau, don't get more involved and don't demand
but they got to make changes. Doug, they have to make changes. And it started Tuesday night and it didn't happen. So you know what? You got to live with it. The problem is this county has struggled for a long time to close these gaps. You're talking about $160 million budget deficit. You have personnel, you have health costs climbing. You know, it's a struggle. And when you're going to claim that you're basing it on sales tax revenue when we have not seen a steady uptick in that area for years. How can you base it on the fact that you're going to close a budget gap on that as well as union concessions? They still haven't even closed the gap in negotiations with Suffolk County's largest independent union. In fact, the state's largest independent union in Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. So how in the heck are you going to close the gap to begin with?
Well, look, Jay, that's absolutely true, and that's what makes the budget so scary. Like, we have to do our best to get the message out there, give people tools to get involved, but the layer upon layer of gimmicks in this budget, promises, rosy assumptions, are what makes it so concerning, and that they continue to try to make up for the gaps with the legal fees as well. Even though those could get struck down, it's another huge added risk. And it's another one that's just hammering residents. But all of those things, I mean, it's incredible that they can go in there and budget and say with a straight face that
they get away with it.
Good budget plan.
They get away with it. You know, you're talking about $33 million of projection and revenue from this mortgage fee thing. You know, you're talking from these red light cameras. The county says, you know what, we're going to rake in about $31 million. Meanwhile, they put out $250,000 to do a study on it because people are up in arms. It keeps going and going and going here. You know, I mean, AAA says rear end collisions are up already because of these red light camera things. I mean, the whole thing is a complete travesty.
Yeah, well, the unintended consequences are incredible. Look, this is what Reclaim New York Initiative is here to help do, because elections aren't the only thing that affects this. And if legislators think they can go in each day and nobody's going to be paying attention, or they can hide behind the fact that they don't make this information digestible, then we're here to change that. And
hey, listen,
more available.
Thank goodness they didn't have enough votes to pass the doubling down on the $55 fee on traffic tickets. I mean, everybody could see what's going on here. They're nickel and diming the residents of Long Island. Both counties, it's got to stop. Find a way to plug the hole. But you can't keep taxing people and can't keep wondering why people are leaving Long Island.
What's so disturbing about some of what the legislators have said is that they don't seem to think people will leave because of these fees. They're too out of touch with the financial burdens that residents are facing. They don't, for some reason, they don't think $500, $1,000, $1,500 extra closing costs on your house, or hammering you with the traffic administrative fees when you didn't even do anything wrong and you get your ticket excused, that those aren't going to, A, cost people enough that they'll leave, and B, it's so insulting to be hit with these types of fees, especially when they're illegal, that it's just going to cause outrage and people get fed up and they give up and they leave. So that hopefully we can inject more transparency here, get people watching the legislature day in and day out, provide better information, and get people to be in their ear throughout the year and when they're doing these things, rather than letting them do this on their own, you know, with the insiders, and do whatever they want and not listen to the public and keep coming up with these budgets that are terrible. If people don't influence them, clearly the legislators are not going to do the right thing here. They're not going to do the right thing on their own, and that's where Long Island.
And again, I say to you that people had a choice and they didn't make the choice in the proper fashion. You have a Democratic-controlled legislature in Suffolk County that will continue to make these types of decisions. It's a very hard battle to find, and we implored people to do some research and to make sure that if you're not happy, if things haven't changed in the last 2 years, make the change. It didn't happen outside of one seat in the 3rd District. Let's move over to Nassau real quickly. Got Anna Hache coming up, folks, in a couple of minutes. Actress Anna Hache, new series coming out. State Oversight Board voting unanimously reject this budget in Nassau, Doug. Lawmakers stripping out $60 million in fee hikes. Now you set up an interesting case here, a showdown with, again, a controlled county legislature as far as the GOP is concerned. $60 million Barsky and company has to strip here.
Yeah, well, look, there's an opportunity here with the elections over for the new county executive to the incoming county executive to at least indicate that they'd be interested in getting rid of these illegal fees and start there. Because this is the problem with NYFA, is that they aren't going to protect taxpayers necessarily. They're fine with getting more tax revenue. They're fine potentially here with even illegal fee revenue. And so they're a little too detached from the situation and the burdens that Nassau residents are facing. So, you know, again, residents, citizens, it's a tough haul. They have to step in here and walk through this with their legislators and demand that they produce a better budget and don't just turn to the illegal fees again. That's what the most terrifying piece of this is.
No, it's the same old stuff. Listen,
to get it, thrown back on the table.
Tricky situation in Nassau. You know, Ed Mangano out the door. You know, this $3 billion budget. Pretty much lawmakers voted along party lines last month to amend his budget, removing increases to these traffic ticket surcharge numbers, the real estate transaction fees. You know, it's the same old stuff, fees on top of fees.
Absolutely. Look, they did the right thing by removing the fee increases, but they have other assumptions in there of added revenue, and NYFA doesn't like them. And they may have good reason to think that there's risk there and that those may not come through. Certainly wouldn't be the first time that revenue projections fell short. That happens all the time. But absolutely not the right thing to just go back and put illegal fees back in, not just because it's wrong, not just because it hammers residents, because that's also unreliable, because we have the lawsuit going through. Yes, that's in Suffolk, but that still will set a clear precedent that state law matters and using fees to grab revenue is illegal, and that could put the practice in jeopardy for Nassau, you know, in the middle of a budget cycle. So they need to go back to the board and find ways to trim spending responsibly and produce a budget that does not go back to illegal fees. That's the wrong way to do this. We have to at least get these budgets into operating legally and not just nickel and diming people to death and driving them off on Long Island with these ridiculous fees.
No question about it. That's what Reclaim New York is all about. Time to remind them they work for you, folks. The Reclaim New York Initiative wants to help you take back control of your government. Join the fight to reclaim New York today. Just go to reclaimnynow.org. Doug, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.